We are finally live, but before we get any further, could you help me with the right pronunciation of your name, please?
Yes.
So that I just make on here.
Yeah, so my name is pronounced Arnaud Lauré.
Arnaud Lauré. We'd like to hear about Arnaud. Tell us about his journey to this point. So we'll let Arnaud tell us about himself and how he got started with API design and development, and to the extent of even teaching and developer teams how to work or build APIs, robust and functional APIs that are easy to work with.
Yeah, so I'm Arnaud, and I work in the API industry for quite a few years now, almost 5 to 7 years, but I've been working with web service and other way to connect software from the beginning of my career, almost 20 years ago. And nowadays, my daily job is mostly helping people understand what are APIs and what they can do with them. From a developer perspective, but also from a business perspective. And I also help people to design API. I help people to ensure that the APIs do the right thing and are easy to use and easy to understand. And this is mostly what I try to do with the book, The Design of Web APIs, helping people to understand the challenge, the questions of API design, and without focusing much on the implementation perspective. It's really a book focused on the pure design of API.
His book would definitely get you started if you intended moving front to back, or you're already front to back. His book, The Design of Web APIs, has great reviews on their publisher's website, manning.com. It's for this reason that I invited Arnaud to help me with the discussion for today's podcast. We are going to be discussing an interesting topic with Arnaud, and the topic for today is it relevant for designers, visual designers, to have a working understanding of how backend technologies work and how they interact or consume API or web services? So the other part of the question I asked was to learn about how you got into API development, like how you broke into developing web APIs. For me, I started off as a sales consultant for this technology company. Over the period, I turned a web developer. I resigned from there and I moved on to do other things, from just developing WordPress websites, moving from there right into solely designing until now.
So I was managing website and a mobile application for a French bank. And I had to work with pretty ugly SOAP web services at that time. It's kind of the dinosaur of APIs. And so I learned a lot about how API should not be done. And then I switched afterwards for another project. It was creating an API for a bank, which was supposed to be used by a new website and new mobile application. And I tried to avoid making the mistakes I've seen when using those ugly web services. And doing that, I learned a lot, because I've made many mistakes. And so I decided that, hey, maybe I could do something to help people avoid making these mistakes. And I start to write a blog post about APIs under the API Handyman name. And I start to talk at conferences about API design. And I think 1 or 2 years after starting the API Handyman blog, I've been contacted by Manning to write a book. And I was thinking about that, and I talk about my idea about this book, talking about API design, and they were okay, and so I started to write it. And it took me 2 years to finish it, but that's another story.
Wow, that's kind of like a lot of time being cramped up into that brief words that you've just shared. So you kind of got into writing an API. You got into API gradually. First, you had to find out the problem that most developers or most API designers faced, and your motivation was to kind of have a solution, have a guide, a sort of material that kind of helps prevent these kind of problems that you saw that plagued development, software development, especially API development for that matter. So I've also been to your website to see the content you've got on there, and I see from the header or the mast, or some people choose to call it the banner, there is a banner with a DeLorean in the backdrop with a man in there. And I was wondering what made you include or incorporate that into the design of that website. So as you're in here with me on this podcast, I would like to take that moment to ask, well, what's your motive, or what made you introduce the DeLorean, which is also nice. It's an amazing feature of the website. It kind of draws your attention to something, and I'd like to find out from you what made you to include or to incorporate that illustration into your Handyman API .io blog website.
It's because I like 80s reference and video games and movies and so on, and I remember that I choose this kind of representation with Back to the Future because in the about page there is something which says why I like APIs, and I say, hey, you can do crazy thing like with APIs, you can do what you want, you can even create a time machine. And I say, hey, time machine, wow. Maybe I can use DeLorean and so on. So I asked my wife to do some drawings.
The motive is creating a time machine. The motive behind that is creating an API that, in a way, sort of mimics a time machine.
Yes, it's just kind of joke. But basically, once you have APIs, you can do anything. It's like I usually use the Lego bricks image. You know the Lego bricks, this piece of plastic that you can put together and create anything with them. And APIs are like that. You can take 3 APIs that have absolutely nothing to do, and someone can have a crazy idea to create something totally awesome with them, create a new product or whatever. And before APIs, it was really hard to create new product as easily like that. But now you want to do payments, you have Trap, you want to do telecommunication, you have Twilio, you want to do whatever you want. Whatever you want to do, there is an API for that. And then you are only limited by your imagination.
For the sake of time constraints, we will rest part one of this episode right here. And we'll join you tomorrow for part two. At this point, we'd like to say thank you for listening, and do look in the descriptions for goodies. In the descriptions of this particular podcast, there is the product code to receive discounts on purchases on manning.com, and you can also use the other codes that follow to get free access to ebooks on manning.com. Thank you very much for listening, and do catch you again same time tomorrow for part two of the discussions with Arnaud Lohé, an API designer from France. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe.